The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The SAG Awards were last night, and the show opened with actors telling their stories with former Cosby Show co-star Jeffrey Owens talking about how his story went viral after it was discovered that he was working part-time at Trader Joe's.
So somewhere in the middle of the road of my life, I found myself in the dark wood of unemployment and debt. But instead of switching careers like a sane person, I took a job at a local Trader Joe's to see if I could hang in there with my career. And it's actually worked out pretty well. I'm Jeffrey Owens, and I am an actor.
Stars of the superhero blockbuster Black Panther went home with the best ensemble in a movie.
Did we know that this movie was going to receive this kind of response? Meaning, was it going to make $1 billion? Was it going to still be around during this award season? Has it actually changed the way this industry works, how it sees us? And my answer to that is to be young, gifted, and Black.
The stars of This Is Us were voted Best Ensemble in a TV Drama. Emily Blunt won the prize for Best Supporting Actress in a Movie for her work in A Quiet Place. And Rami Malek won the trophy for Best Actor in a Movie for Bohemian Rhapsody. During an interview with ESPN that aired Sunday, Tom Brady was asked if he'd be retiring after the Super Bowl.
Is there any chance that this is your last game? Zero.
Zero.
Say it. I don't want to just say it.
There's zero. Yeah. Okay. There's zero. I've said that for a long time. I feel like I'm asked that a lot, and I feel like I repeat the same answer. I've set a goal for myself at 45, and like I said before, it's very hard to make it that far. I know how hard it was this year, you know, and the commitment it takes, and hopefully I've learned from some of the things that happened this year to be better next year, but every year is tough.
And this is creepy whether you watch Black Mirror or not, but cops have found a tracking device under the car of Black Mirror star Gugu Mbatha-Raw. I know
Excuse me?
A very different name.
Gugu Gaga?
Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Okay.
Just days after she claimed she was being stalked by her neighbor, the actress claims the female fan launched a 2-month campaign of harassment around Los Angeles, even following her to hotels and spin classes. She told cops how the stalker would bombard her with phone calls before hanging up every time she answered. TMZ claims LAPD officers later found the GPS device stuck to the underside of her car. Terrifying. And Britney Spears and Swedish songwriter Max Martin worked together for their musical collaborations in Martin's new musical, Anne Juliet. Anne Juliet is inspired by William Shakespeare's doomed teen lover girl from Romeo and Juliet. And it's going to feature tunes that we all know, like Britney's Oops, I Did It Again, and The Weeknd's I Can't Feel My Face. The production is set to premiere at London's Shaftesbury Theatre in November, and tickets go on sale via Ticketmaster beginning February 11th. Coming up in less than an hour, looks like Brad Pitt may have an A-list friends with benefits.